from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful week one as we get ready for Chiefs and Ravens. That game kicks up in just a bit. All right, this is what I would like to talk about here for the next couple of minutes. I completely understand if you are someone that says Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback that I have ever seen. I get it. I've made the analogy before. I guess the point is not an analogy. Let's say that your son is 8 years old and is just starting to get into football. If you show him Tom Brady highlights, I don't think he's going to get it. When you tell him, hey, he's the best quarterback of all time, if you show somebody who's not super familiar with football, I don't know if they get it. Some players just pop off the screen. You don't have to know much about football to know that Barry Sanders is different. You can just see it. You don't have to love basketball to appreciate Steph Curry and his artistry and where he can pull up from. Mahomes just jumps off the screen. He plays a style that doesn't feel approachable in the way that Brady's style is. But because of Brady's resume, and I don't think that Brady has too many holes in his resume, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. He's not the greatest quarterback all time because of what we've seen. He is the greatest quarterback of all time because of what he has done. If you are Patrick Mahomes and you want that argument of being the greatest quarterback of all time, you have to put something on your resume that Tom Brady hasn't. Tom Brady has placed just about everything that you could put on your resume. We didn't think that you could go undefeated. Tom Brady went undefeated in a regular season. We didn't think that you could go to so many Super Bowls. Tom Brady did. You didn't think that Tom Brady could leave New England, do it without Bill Belichick, and win a championship in Tampa Bay. He did it. Almost any question that you have asked of Tom Brady, other than can you beat Eli Manning in a postseason game, he has checked that box off his list. There is one he didn't. There is one that no one has been able to check off their box. That's what Patrick can do. I don't know if Patrick catches Tom Brady in terms of number of championships won or played in. That's going to be really, really hard to do. And I think in any conversation, Pat's going to lose the tiebreaker because you've played Tom Brady's teams in two postseason games and you lost both of them. Like, if you didn't watch both of them play and you just go on Google and you look up both of them and you see that Tom Brady is 2-0 against Mahomes in the postseason, I'm sorry, that's kind of the checkmate in this argument. Even if you think LeBron is better than Michael Jordan, the fact that Michael Jordan has never lost a championship and LeBron has lost so many, that's kind of the deciding and determining factor in this. If Patrick Mahomes really wants to go down as the greatest, he's already one of the greats. Patrick Mahomes could stop playing football right now and say that he wants to be a stay-at-home father and he wants to, on the side, do a podcast. I'm done playing football. He would go down as one of the five greatest quarterbacks of all time. We're talking about being number one on the list. We are talking about being the greatest. And I think the only pathway for Mahomes to be considered the greatest quarterback of all time is to win three in a row. if you have three in a row but five rings, is that greater than what Brady accomplished? You can make a strong argument that it is, especially because I think Mahomes is going to have almost all of the important passing records when he's done. I think Mahomes is going to throw for more touchdown passes than any player in football history. I think he's going to throw for more yards than any player in NFL history. I think that Mahomes is going to have a lot of either first or most of any player that we have seen. I don't know if you're going to have most championships or more Super Bowl appearances, but if on your resume you can say the only back-to-back-to-back champion, Rob, that is one of the things that he can tilt in his favor. And when his football career is over, that can be one of the points that you make on why Mahomes is the best quarterback of all time.
I think it's pretty simple for me about how Mahomes can ever surpass Brady. He has to do something Brady never did. Because right now, if Mahomes and Brady end up with the same amount of Super Bowls, you know what the conversation is going to be. Brady beat him head-to-head. He beat him head-to-head in the prime of Mahomes, in the Super Bowl and in the AFC title game. Sorry, Brady. I think if Mahomes has one title more than Tom Brady, it doesn't matter. That head-to-head is going to be a trump card. I think for the national talking heads and the Skip Baylesses of the world, they'll argue about this in 10, 15, 20 years. Brady will always beat Mahomes because of those head-to-head moments. Unless Mahomes can do something historical, Brady never did. And it can't be historical in the fact of it can be, oh, just different era, more passing. It has to be something historical that Brady had a shot to do. And the answer to that question is three-peat. Tom Brady never did it. And there were a lot of teams Tom Brady was on that were good enough to three-peat. They had what? A couple back-to-backs in their run. They beat the Eagles and they beat the Panthers back-to-back. Couldn't finish the job and go back-to-back-to-back. There have been moments where the Patriots had a chance to do this. The Patriots, which are the greatest dynasty me and you have ever seen to date, they never did this. So if Mahomes is ever going to be argued about between Stephen A. Smith and whoever's going to be next to him at that time, Shannon Sharp, whoever, the only way Patrick Mahomes can be considered, oh yeah, he's better, and not just a sect like the LeBron fans, I'm talking like unanimously felt is better, is by doing something historical Tom Brady never did, and a three-peat is the easiest path to that. If he fails to do that, he has to blow him out of the water Super Bowl numbers wise to me, because the head-to-head matchup is going to matter so much in the eyes of those people.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the difference in the resume test and the eye test. If your argument is Mahomes is the greatest quarterback I've seen off the eye test, you will not hear any complaining to me. If you say that Mahomes at his best plays the position better than anybody you've ever seen, I'm with you. Brady wins on the resume test. And if Mahomes wins five of these things and goes to nine of them, hey, that's great. We will have more championship parades. We'll have more great winters. I'm all for it if that's the case. I think you're going to have a tough time convincing people that that person is the greatest quarterback of all time. But settling in as the second best quarterback of all time is not bad. That puts you ahead of Joe Montana and ahead of everybody else that we have ever seen play this position. So these are first world problems to have. We're talking about, I think he's already top five. I think you can make an argument that he's already top three. I think you have to put Patrick Mahomes ahead of Peyton Manning. As great as Peyton Manning was, I think you have to put Mahomes ahead of him based off what he's accomplished so far in his career. I think you got to put him ahead of John Elway and what he accomplished in his career. So if you want to make a Mahomes is already top three argument, I am ready to have that conversation with you. The only people I am ready to definitively put him behind are Joe Montana or Tom Brady. But his story is not written yet. Patrick Mahomes isn't 30 years old yet, so he's still obviously got a lot more football to play. But as you sit on the verge, on the cusp of a very important season, I think that's something to note for this year. It is funny how this game, to me, really highlights sort of the state of the AFC. You have one quarterback that has all the postseason accolades and all the team accomplishments that you can have. And then on the other side, with Lamar, you have a team that has been very good in the regular season, a team that has been as tough, has won as much as almost any team in the National Football League, but have really, really fallen short in the games that matter most. Like, I keep hearing that Marcus Spears cut play in my head this week because I think that's the cut that sort of defines where we are right now in the National Football League. This guy, number 15 on the Chiefs, he is stopping the rest of you guys' blessings and stopping you from being champions.
Patrick Mahomes makes every conversation diluted because he's there. Because he's there for the Kansas City Chiefs and what he's has the ability to do, not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs. If and the reason why people are so soured, because and it's not because the Ravens were a good team. I thought the Ravens were the best team in the NFL last year. It was because the Kansas City Chiefs were not the team that we thought had grown accustomed to. It's because of the struggles that we saw them have as to why we went up on the Baltimore Ravens. Patrick Mahomes in this era is costing a lot of really good players opportunities mm-hmm. to win Super Bowls who normally mm-hmm. would in this era. Now, so that true. Doesn't mean they can't overcome it. But the bottom line is, man, you have to go through 15. And we found out last year, it don't matter if it's in Kansas City or if it's on the road. You got to go through him to win a Super Bowl.
That was Marcus Spears on ESPN talking about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's the foundation of where we are. The only players to win Super Bowls other than Mahomes during this era have been Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford. We talk a lot about the young quarterbacks in the league, and there's a lot of young, really talented quarterbacks in the National Football League. None of them under the age of 30 have a championship, just Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen is amazing. Joe Burrow is amazing. Lamar Jackson is amazing. All of these guys are playing catch-up. And this race at this point, it's already been decided. You can call it now at this point. If you got three rings and four appearances and three Super Bowl MVP awards and two regular season MVP awards, I don't care what Lamar does the rest of the way. I don't care what Josh Allen does the rest of the way. I don't care what any of these guys do the rest of the way. This conversation is over. We need to stop comparing Patrick Mahomes to the other current quarterbacks in the league and start comparing him to Ghost. Start comparing him to history and where Joe Montana was at this stage in his career and where Tom Brady was. Those are the only players I'm interested in comparing to Patrick Mahomes at this stage in his career. Coming up on the other side, we talked about one great player, the quarterback. Let's talk about two great players on the Chiefs and the Ravens. We'll tell you how Derrick Henry has done against the Chiefs. He obviously is going to be a player they need to stop. We'll also talk about Travis Kelce, who has cooked the Ravens in their appearances. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's go through some of the numbers, shall we? Let's start with Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce has been very, very good against the Baltimore Ravens. I added it up. Travis Kelce, in his games against the Baltimore Ravens, he has 44 catches for 551 yards and 3 touchdowns. Very simply put, they do not match up well against Travis Kelce. Now, that is the case for a lot of teams, but very specifically, he has cooked the Ravens in their matchups. He hurt them in the first half of their game last year. He was really good. And just anytime these two teams go up against each other, it poses a serious problem for the Ravens. We're just talking about in six games. In six games, 44 catches, 551 yards, and 3 touchdowns for Travis Kelce. He had over 100 yards in the playoffs. Their last regular season matchup, he had 7 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown. This is a game where if you are Baltimore, what would you consider to be a success against Travis Kelce? Probably holding him to 5 for 60, maybe 5 for 65. Rob, are you putting Kyle Hamilton on him the whole time? I think that's your best bet in trying to cover him. Now, you're going to take Kyle Hamilton out of some other things that he could be doing. I think Kyle Hamilton's one of the better safeties in the National Football League. I actually think that's your best bet if you're Baltimore, that I'm having him just shadow Travis Kelce around, and we are willing to live with any of the other options, but we cannot continue to let Travis Kelce be Patrick Mahomes' safety blanket and just eat in the middle of the field the way that he has.
Real quick, I don't think this is breaking news sounder worthy because Adam Schefter is tweeting out hours before the opener, the Chiefs have reached a contract extension with Noah Gray. Noah Gray is now gets a 3-year, $18 million extension with the Kansas City Chiefs with $10.1 million fully guaranteed. You were talking about tight ends. I think that's nowhere. The Chiefs are locking up tight end two for the next 3 years at $18 million with $10.1 million fully guaranteed. So, can safely say I didn't see that coming, but Noah Gray in the fold for the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's a.
Does this surprise you? Because they drafted Wiley to be the heir apparent, and now Wiley's tight end three for the next 3 to 4. What's the plan
here?
Yeah,
that's just not that much money to me in like an NFL sense. Like giving your second or third tight end. Now, I mean, I agree with you. It says that he's your second tight end and not your third tight end. But giving them $3 million a year over the next 3 years is just not really that much money to me. So I hear you. Like, that's not a contract that we were really expecting, not a contract that we were really talking about when it came to Noah Gray. That's a nothing kind of move to me. I'm not saying it's insignificant. I mean, like, in the big picture of you didn't overpay, you didn't underpay for Noah Gray. You got a good player at a fair price. Where if an injury happens to Travis Kelce, you're not expecting him to be an all-pro. But if you lost Travis Kelce for a couple of weeks, Noah Gray can get you 40, 50 yards with the right targets and the right opportunities. I like Noah Gray. I actually think he's one of the players they don't utilize enough on this team. Last year, when they had their problems offensively, I wanted them to really go to a two tight end set and really utilize his ability. I actually want to see more of Noah Gray. Obviously, they feel very similar. They signed him to this extension.
Yeah, the money part's not the, the part to me. The odd thing to me is just, I mean, locking up tight end two and you just have a rookie in tight end three. I mean, maybe they're just an extra layer of protection, because we know this offseason Travis Kelce talked about, like, I think the quote was, I consider retirement probably more than anyone. I want to keep playing, so on and so forth. But it seems like they have their, you know, long-term plans in the tight end room locked in. It's a Gray-Wiley combination for at least the next three, 4 seasons, because with a 3-year extension, that means Wiley and Gray are both under contract with the Chiefs for the exact same amount of time.
I mean, it's also preparing yourself for, I mean, the end of Travis Kelce. Like, you at least feel a little bit of security. You've got Noah Gray locked in. You've got a rookie that you like. Who knows what the free agency market is going to look like? I don't know many people that think that Travis Kelce is going to play further than at least 3 years at the absolute most. The way that his contract is structured, I think we're talking about 2 more years of Travis Kelce. So he knows the system. You like him. This is rewarding a player, again, from a salary cap perspective. This is nothing. Like, guaranteed money-wise, what you gave him up front, I'm guessing this is going to be very flexible on the cap for you to continue to build depth with a player that you like. This is a good contract.
I mean, it's a great deal for everyone involved. Like, no complaints for me. It's just, I can safely say I did not see him being part. I thought when they drafted Jarrett Wiley, that was the end of the Noah Gray era. Like, that's just, it felt like they had found a new era parent. And what did Nate Taylor tell us this summer? I mean, he looks like him. He feels like him. It could be Travis Kelce 2.0 when talking about Jarrett Wiley. And now you go and lock up Noah Gray. Now, maybe he's still tight end two behind Wiley one day. But just news I didn't expect to see today. But to answer your question initially, we're talking tight end Travis Kelce.
You know what? The breaking news doesn't hit nearly as much when we have no sounder for Noah Gray's deal. You know, we're talking about Travis Kelce and we took an abrupt stop to talk about Noah Gray's deal. It just don't hit the same without the music for Noah Gray.
It was Chiefs news on a Chiefs game day. If you're sitting at your tailgate right now and you got us locked in, I'm sure everyone out there in their Noah Gray jerseys can breathe easy that he's
running,
a Chief.
You're running around showing people your phone. Hey, you guys see what happened?
I imagine right now, if you were in line, actually the gates open at 2:30. If you got your tailgate going and you're hanging out with your buddies, I promise you're saying, everyone come here, I got big tight end news. It's Noah Gray.
You want to get back to Travis Kelce?
We
talk way too much about Noah Gray today. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I do think Kyle Hamilton, they're going to put Kyle Hamilton on him. And I'm fascinated by that because, Carrington, Kyle Hamilton may have been the best safety in football last year. Like, Kyle Hamilton was awesome. I know Chiefs fans really only saw him in the one game sample size when he played against the Chiefs, but Kyle Hamilton was sensational. And you know what? He was the opposite of that in the AFC title game. Travis Kelce did really well against the, quote, Kelce stopper and Kyle Hamilton. So I'm curious tonight if the Ravens say, no, we still trust our guy because over a 17-plus game sample size, Kyle Hamilton was sensational. We're trusting Kyle. Or do the Ravens say, you know what? It didn't work. Let's try something new on Travis Kelce. But if the Kyle Hamilton we saw against George Kittle or the Kyle Hamilton we saw last year against, you know, the Rams or another good team the Ravens plays tonight, those Travis Kelce numbers might start to look a little more pedestrian. But I think you have to put Kyle Hamilton on Travis Kelce if you're the Ravens, right? I mean, what other options do you have? You're not putting a linebacker on him.
Yeah, I don't really think you have a lot of good options if you were them either. I mean, just last year, I mean, he destroyed them in the postseason. I mean, in the postseason game, he caught every pass that was thrown his way. He had 116 yards. Like, they just didn't do anything with him. Now, I thought they adjusted pretty well in the second half against Travis Kelce. I thought they adjusted pretty well in the second half just overall to the Chiefs and what they did offensively. But, I mean, if that's the key, I mean, it's funny how many teams over the course of these last 4 or 5 years have thought they have had the Travis Kelce stopper, like Darwin James for the Los Angeles Chargers. He's been kind of one of those players where, hey, we're going to have him shadow. I mean, the Ravens think they have that person in Hamilton, and it just, that is not the way that it turned out, at least last time that these two teams played each other. So that is the Kansas City Chiefs side of thing. Let's get to the Ravens side of it with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has also been pretty good against the Kansas City Chiefs in their matchups. I was surprised to see that his over-under on rushing totals was so low. Like, I feel like I'm missing something on why his number is so low. I mean, the last 3 regular season games for Derrick Henry against Kansas City, 17 carries for 115 yards, 29 carries for 86 yards, and 23 carries for 188. I don't really see a scenario in which the Chiefs hold Derrick Henry to like 45 yards rushing today. Like, maybe I'm missing something here. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I'm not saying that Derrick Henry is just going to beat you over the top and he's going to have 205 yards rushing in this game, but I'm surprised that the total for Derrick Henry in this game is as low as it is. I saw it at 58.5 in this game. I don't really see a scenario, just because of usage too, for the most part. I don't really see a scenario in which Derrick Henry runs the ball for 41 yards in this game. That'd be very, very surprising to me.
Does Vegas think with that number that Derrick Henry's washed? Like, that's what they have to think.
100%.
Because both J.K. Dobbins, who I don't know if he technically counts the running back last year for the Ravens, because he didn't really play, and Gus Edwards are gone. Like, it is no longer, you know, a committee of guys in Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson can kind of plug and play, and his running ability makes the guy, whoever's behind him, viable. They now have a true running back one, and those numbers make it sound like, at least at your favorite sports book, they make it sound like he's washed, and we don't believe he is going to make an impact on this game because he is in fact washed, which his numbers last year, like the totals look like he's washed, but like you dig into the numbers and his yards per carry was still good, and he still had a lot of the, you know, analytic numbers still showed he was a guy. So Vegas is telling you he's washed. And if you think Derrick Henry's not washed, there's a chance to make some money tonight against your book.
Yeah, that's just a little bit surprising to me. I'm a little surprised that his number is so low. So I was a little bit off. Derrick Henry's over-under rush total is 65.5. Isaiah Pacheco is at 59.5. I actually think that's about right.
Really?
Yeah, that's
those
about.
Those both feel low to me. 59.5 for a healthy Isaiah Pacheco. I know he was terrible in the AFC title game last year.
He was not good.
Like, I mean, I could have said terrible for another 30 seconds. He was just abysmal.
That matters.
It does matter. But, I mean, we thought the Chiefs O-line improved in the offseason. Like, isn't that part of the deal here? And, you know, I know Jadeveon Clowney is more, you know, name than game nowadays, but we think the Ravens took a regression in the front seven. Doesn't that feel like 59.5 is too low?
Yeah, what would you set the over-under at? I actually think that's about right. I mean, for a guy who, I mean, I don't know if you have him running for 1,000 yards this season,
that's
but
fair.
For a guy who gets about 60 to 65 yards rushing a game, on average, that probably evens out. I can't do the math off the top of my head. I'm going to guess that evens out to what they think Isaiah Pacheco is going to be over the course of the season. I actually think that's a pretty fair number for Isaiah Pacheco. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he obviously hits the over in this game when it comes to that number, but that feels about right to me. I mean, last season with Isaiah Pacheco, I mean, last year he had 9 games in which he ran for less than 70 yards. I mean, that's about right there on the cusp of what he usually is. Now, he obviously had some big games last year and they really rode him in the postseason, but yeah, that feels about right to me. Maybe a little bit higher, like 62.5, but no, that's not that off to me.
So I did the math while you were talking. Neither one of us think he's playing 17 games, being Isaiah Pacheco, so I'd use 14. Just he missed 3 games. That's kind of football happens. His over-under in Vegas at 925, so I, you know, bumped it up 950. 950 yards divided by the 14 games, about 67 yards a game. So now, when you do the math of it in the totality, it does make more sense to me. I still think 59. If you think, and there are a lot of people who think the Chiefs are going to be, you know, handling business tonight, if you think the Chiefs are going to win by 2 scores, you have to take the over, though, right? Like, if you know it's a close game, don't play it. But if you have the Chiefs handling the Ravens tonight, just the game script shows they're going to run enough for that number to go the over, right? That's why I think that number is a little odd. The game script feels like Pacheco's going to get some touches.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on there. And I mean, just anybody else, I'm with you on Carson Steele. I like Carson Steele, but maybe this is a game in which he only gets 3 or 4 carries, so he's not really going to take carries away. I mean, they got Piron. His over-under on rush yards is 7.5. Basically, do you think he's going to be involved in the run game today? So if you want to take advantage of that while it's pretty low, now would be a good chance to do that. One thing that I think is pretty interesting is they got Lamar with over under on 49.5 rush yards. Like, they think Lamar is going to take off and run a couple of times in this game and really be the difference. If you're Baltimore and you were trying to figure out a game script for how you win this game, you win this game with, I would say, Lamar throwing it less than 35 times. Lamar maybe has 1 touchdown, no interceptions. You need probably 80 yards from Derrick Henry, and you need Lamar to break 1 big run. That's probably how you do it if you were them. You control the clock with Derrick Henry. Your defense plays pretty well in this game. And Lamar, we know that he is able to flip the field at any given moment. It's a 3rd and 8. They break containment. Lamar turns that 3rd and 8 into a 20-yard play down the field. You then score on that drive. I'm not sure if the Ravens win if Lamar runs for 25 yards in this game. I think you need his full complement of weapons and what he is in his full scope as a player. I think you need Lamar to kind of take off a little bit in this game. And that's one thing I don't think he did, and I don't think the Ravens did enough in the AFC Championship game. For them to only have 6 carries as a team is criminal in the AFC Championship game. And I think at least in postseason games, Lamar just doesn't play with his instincts enough and take off and run the football. That's when he's at his most dangerous. That's when he's at his best. And that's when he's one of the most unique matchup problems in the league.
Have you seen the Washington Post quote from Lamar Jackson floating around saying that they would have won the AFC title game if his legs were good? We would have won that blank. We wouldn't have even had to throw the ball, blank throwing the ball. You know what that screams to me? The Ravens are going to come out running with Lamar. You're going to see a lot of that zone read option, whichever, you know, RPO. Chris Collins was going to love to say RPO tonight. He's going to say it so many times. But they're going to do a lot of that. If Lamar Jackson is quoted in the Washington Post saying, if my legs were good, we wouldn't have had to throw blank throwing the ball, we would have been good to run. There's no reason to believe he's not healthy right now. It's week 1. You barely play in the preseason. And if you're telling the Washington Post that, you got to think the Ravens coaching staff knows that. So, yeah, I think game script wise, that the Ravens are going to be competitive and or win. Lamar Jackson is a runner tonight. Lamar Jackson is what you saw at Louisville tonight. He is running around making plays in that zone read game. He is not drop back, 3-step drop, bang guy tonight. It is run around and make plays. So I agree with you. Lamar is going to have to be a runner tonight. I'm curious if the Chiefs are ready for that. And if you are a gambler, there is a chance to make a little money if you think Lamar is going to be a successful runner tonight.
If you can fade the music up really quickly, I've got a toss-up question to ask you related to the Ravens and related to the offseason. Because, Rob, you remember last offseason, it was the offseason of the angry running back. All the running backs got franchise tag. They were doing Zooms. They were very unhappy with their contract. This offseason, we saw running backs kind of start to get paid a little bit, and guys got what we think is market value. Who do you like most in their new location? Is it Derrick Henry in Baltimore? Is it Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia? Or is it Josh Jacobs in Green Bay?
Ooh. I'm going to rule Barkley out immediately. Just toss him out because you know how I feel about Nick Sirianni. I'm not a Nick Sirianni believer. And I believe their offensive coordinator is Kellen Moore, who was the Chargers OC. And it wasn't like the Chargers were some, gangbuster running the football team last year. So I think he might be utilized in the pass game, but I think he's out. I think the answer has to be Derrick Henry. If you believe there's still something left in the tank, Derrick Henry is the best running back in a new position, especially considering the way that the Ravens stylistically, culture-wise, all those things are a run-first football team. I think it's a lean with Henry over Jacobs because I think Henry still has a little left in the tank, but it's one of those two. I discount Saquon pretty much immediately.
Yeah, I'm not on your side, at least when it comes to Saquon. I mean, I think if the Eagles win their division and kind of bounce back, I think they do it because Saquon returns to form. I think when he is healthy, he's the second best running back in the NFL behind Christian McCaffrey. So I think if all things are even, I actually think that it's Saquon Barkley. Henry's a really interesting choice because of how the Ravens play and the style that they want to play. We know that Baltimore is committed to running the football, and I also think a lot of those scenarios in which Lamar has usually taken off, you now got somebody that he trusts that can hand the ball off to. Both players are in a very unique situation. Derrick Henry has never been in an offense quite like the one that the Baltimore Ravens had, and Lamar has never had a run option the way that he has now with Derrick Henry. They've had some good options, but J.K. Dobbins can never stay healthy. Gus Edwards battled with injuries. Justice Hill felt like he was a little bit of a flash in the pan with them. You now got a legitimate workhorse back that you can give the ball to 250 times over the course of the year. You try to keep Lamar healthy to try to get yourself over the hump. I understand why all three of these teams made this move. Philadelphia took a step back with the run game last year. You go get Saquon Barkley. Baltimore, I think it is a direct response to how they played against Kansas City. The text line is saying, well, they got down in the game. That's why they didn't run. Baltimore's best chance of winning is not running it six times.
They're also only down one score. Like, one score is not – they weren't down 24-0.
I don't care what the time and situation is. That's not how Baltimore beats people. You know, Baltimore's way of beating you is controlling the line of scrimmage and running the football. And calling six design run plays is not how you beat anybody in the league. That's certainly not how you beat Kansas City. How you beat Kansas City is being fully who you are and playing an A-plus version of yourself. Not having Lamar throw it 37 times and running it 16 the way that they did last year in the AFC Championship game. So I think them getting Derrick Henry is a direct answer to that and getting back to foundation. You don't go get Derrick Henry to throw the ball all over the field. You go get Derrick Henry because he's a back that gets stronger as the game progresses. He gets stronger after his 15th, 20th carry. He's a guy you kind of got to feed to get going, and the more chances you give him to touch the rock, he is capable of breaking one of those and really flipping the field and turning the game over. So I think he's one of the more interesting free agent signings in the entire National Football League. After Kirk Cousins, I actually will put Derrick Henry there at number two. If this experiment works the way that I think it could work, you could be talking about a real dangerous run team come January, and it's going to be a really tough out in the Super Bowl. That's a team that's well coached. We think they can run the ball effectively, and they play really good defense. It's always going to be a battle if that's a team that you play in the postseason. Coming up on the other side, we are off a little bit earlier today. You can catch the game right here on 96.5 The Fan. You don't even need to turn it. The Chiefs pregame is going to be on coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm going to give you a couple keys to the game today. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Thursday as we get you ready for Chiefs and Ravens. Remember, you do not have to turn the dial. You can keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan. Right when we get off, coming up in about 10 minutes, it will be Chiefs pregame that will obviously take you up to the game, and the game will be heard right here on 96.5 The Fan, so you don't have to go anywhere. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let me give you an important stat heading into this game. Now, I understand that the Chiefs are drastically different than they were a season ago, but it is important to note that they did not score in the second half against the Baltimore Ravens. They went 9 straight possessions in the AFC Championship game without scoring. It wasn't that long ago. The Chiefs are not that different offensively, in my opinion, where we can't take anything from this game and apply it to tonight's game. What is important to note, that the Chiefs, they have to stay out of third and long scenarios against this defense. Last year, so in the AFC Championship game, so earlier this year, they had 8 third downs that they needed to get 6 or more yards. Rob, they only converted 1 of them in the game. On the third downs that were fewer than 6 yards, so 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, etc., they were 6 for 8. Now, it goes without saying, your chances of converting shorter third downs are going to help your opportunity to move the sticks. You don't want to be in that spot against this defense where you're in 3rd and longs, 3rd and 11s, 3rd and 10s. A big part of that is going to be their offensive line can't commit penalties. Now, their offensive line was really good in the postseason when it came to penalties, but Jawan Taylor is back. They got a rookie left tackle who's going to be seeing his first start and going up against one of the tougher defenses in the league. The first stat that I want to give you guys when it comes to this game is in the AFC Championship game, the Chiefs were 1-8 on third downs when it was 3rd and 6 and longer. They were 6 for 8 when it was less than that. Can you do well on 1st and 2nd down and put yourself in manageable down and distances on 3rd downs? If you do, I think the Chiefs are going to score in this game. I expect their offense to be much better. I think we're going to see at least one play where they try to show you Xavier Worthy and why they drafted him. We know enough about Andy Reid and how he draws up plays. I think early on in this ballgame, like in the first two possessions, I think you see one shot to Xavier Worthy that you at least try. If it works, great. You get a 40-yard play. It gets the Arrowhead crowd hyped up, and you move the sticks. Or you don't. It's an incompletion, but it's then in the back of everybody's mind that that's a play that you have to look out for. I think you're going to see that early on in this game. It's worth it to me to see the Chiefs at least take a shot in this game. I think it's important to note that the Chiefs defense, they held the Ravens to 81 rushing yards the last time that these two teams played each other. Now, the Ravens didn't run the ball a bunch. They only had 16 attempts in that game, but the Chiefs defense held up pretty strong against the run. I think the Ravens, kind of like how I said with the Chiefs, how they're going to come out with something to prove and try to take a shot early with Xavier Worthy. You got a fully healthy Lamar Jackson and a fully healthy Derrick Henry in this game. They're going to try to run the football and try to establish the run. So I think they're running it way more than 16 times in this game. I think they're running it 25 to 30 times in this game. How do you hold up? How does that linebacker group play? How does your front four hold up in this game? Baltimore got away from who they were the last time that these two teams played each other. I don't think they get away from what makes the Ravens the Ravens. They are a ball control, run the football effectively, control the line of scrimmage, grind you into dust, and play really good defense. If you are planning on coming to Kansas City and Lamar Jackson's going to throw for 300 yards against this defense, I think it is another losing effort. Their best chance to win is to keep it on the ground with Lamar, keep it on the ground with Derrick Henry, use Zay Flowers on the outside, and throw it over the middle with Mark Andrews, Rob. That's how Baltimore wins this game.
I mean, Baltimore basically has to commit to what they were for 20 games last year. And they have to hope the Chiefs' offense is more last year-ish than we think, because as much as we're excited for the new wide receiver room and all the things, if the Chiefs offense looks the way it did last year, which was sluggish at times, and the Ravens commit to what they do best, I think the Ravens can win tonight. But even if the Ravens do everything you said, I think part of their game flow and their strategy has to be, we think the Chiefs offense is the same as last season. Because even if the Ravens had done the game plan they wanted and the game plan they dreamed of, what they worked all week on in the AFC title game last year, part of that game plan was built around the idea that the Chiefs offense was not the Chiefs offense of old. It wasn't, you know, the Legion of Zoom in Kansas City. It was the Legion of Drops with MVS. Like, it was part of that run the ball game plan we talked about last year is because the Chiefs offense was regressed. I think even if the Ravens played the game script you laid out, the Chiefs offense has to be the same as last year for the Ravens to have that plan work.
Yeah, you and I are just, we're just different on running the football and I guess the effectiveness of that. And that's just one of our fundamental differences, at least when we're just talking about the NFL. I mean, let's not kid ourselves about what the Ravens do really well and what made them the best regular season team last year in the National Football League. Like, it was them running the football and them being the absolute best at it. I mean, last year in the regular season, the Ravens were number one in running the football. They ran it for 156 yards a game. They ran it for 81 in the game. So if you take away 70 yards of offense and now you got to try to figure it out, that's how their offense stalled and that's how Kansas City won this game. I think Kansas City wins a grinded out game. I'm not picking against Kansas City when they're fully healthy like they are now. I'm picking the Chiefs to win this game 27-24. I think it's close late. I think these two teams are fairly even. I think home field is the difference. I think Mahomes is also the difference in this game. It just makes more plays to win it. I got 27-24 Kansas City.
I think both offense are going to be sluggish tonight. Both defenses get ahead early. I think the Chiefs offense is better this year, but not better tonight. 24-17 Chiefs over the Ravens.
We will be back tomorrow to break down this thing. Keep it locked in right here on 96.5 The Fan. You don't need to turn it. We got Chiefs pregame coming up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.